Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy to be with everyone here today, really on this very special segment that we do have. Today, ACC News again brings to you really another wonderful guest with, again, really a very incredible story. We have with us coach, motivational speaker, and author, Gina Soleil, and she is the founder of Wonder Woman CEO. Now, again, to everyone out there that's tuning in, especially women, who could be perhaps dealing with a very tough moment in their life. Maybe to single mothers out there that are going through a tough situation, wondering if things are going to change or if a big opportunity is going to come for them. Women out there, entrepreneurs that are really looking to take that next step into independence and really found a few struggles and are looking for answers or perhaps feel hopeless. Again, please get very comfortable and really tune in to this segment very closely, because our special guest today really has an incredible story and experience that could really motivate just about anyone out there. Anyone out there looking for answers. Again, anyone out there looking to reach their goals, please tune in, because again, our special coach of the month is going to have a story that could probably change your life forever. It is now Wednesday, the 25th of September, and I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Gina, or any one of our segments, you could always listen to our segments at any time of the day from our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. Now, just about everybody's a part of social media now. We are on Facebook as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. Or again, please visit our website at accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our shows from any one of those platforms at any time of the day. Now, life, it could be very unpredictable. And again, all the glory in the world can be at our fingertips. And in one instant, it can all be taken away. Again, perseverance, persistence, those are the keys to achieving really the most ambitious dreams. And again, we all face adversity. Those are also the keys to overcoming adversity and, most importantly, disappointments. How we choose to react in these moments is what really defines us as human beings. Now, our special featured guest today, really our coach of the month, motivational speaker, author, and Gina Soleil, she has tasted sweet success in incredible ways. But she's also eaten her fair share of humble pie. But I can tell you that she is living proof that we can survive and thrive, really, in this roller coaster of life, no matter how difficult of a situation or an obstacle that we encounter. Really, a truly incredible woman with really a very incredible story. I am very excited for this segment. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you coach, motivational speaker, and also author, Gina Soleil. And she is the founder of Wonder Woman CEO. How are you doing today, Gina?
Hi, Matthew. Thank you for having me. I'm doing great and looking very much forward to these next 30 minutes that I have with all of you.
Well, I'm very excited to have you on air. We had an opportunity to speak probably about a month ago. But if you could quickly share with the audience, who exactly is Gina Soleil?
So Gina Soleil, I am a coach, I am a motivational speaker, and I am an author. But I often say, first and foremost, I am a teacher. And I've been doing this for what I think is a very long time. And I have the opportunity to work with a number of people throughout the world. But predominantly where I put my energy and focus now is helping women, especially emerging women, learn how to thrive and overcome the obstacles and the challenges that are presented in their life so they can become that amazing woman who they're here to become.
And again, so many of us, I mentioned these obstacles, and so many of us hit these obstacles and we can't really get any further in life. Some of us feel that it's hopeless. And you really have a truly incredible story of really overcoming those obstacles. If you could please share with the audience your personal journey that really led you to where you are here today.
Yeah. You know, I tell you, I was just thinking earlier before the segment how I wish that I had someone present this story to me when I first started out. I think it would have made the hardships that I had gone through that much easier. And so so with that, I just wanted to, shall I just jump in to my story?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So I've had a number of ups and downs as an entrepreneur and as somebody who has really been striving toward her goal, right? They have not come with it just easy. It hasn't been easy. It hasn't been you wake up one morning, you think you're going to, you know, launch a business, achieve that big goal, live your dream, and it just kind of falls into your lap. That has not been my story. And I've always worked toward my goals, so I've always definitely been ambitious and have had that drive within me. In 2014, in fact, I had this great opportunity to write a book, and I was presented with a book offer. And so I did. So in 2014, I felt like I had arrived. I felt like all of my dreams were coming true, that everything that I had been working for, it was mine, right? To take. And so in that moment, so in 2014, I had this book. I had an amazing career that I thought in my mind at the time. I was driving around with the best cars. I had the premier social club membership. I was living in the best neighborhood. Everything was phenomenal. And so with that, when the book came out, I had PR like crazy. I'd been on the news and the Tribune featured me in the paper, like everything was moving in just such a phenomenal direction. I thought I was at the top of my world. And then January was when all this hit. The book had come out. Everything, again, was going really, really well. And then what had happened is February rolled around, and all of a sudden, what went from being this amazing buzz in my life turned into crickets, and everybody stopped calling, and all of my consulting gigs that I had were falling through for really bizarre reasons, and pretty soon, I had absolutely zero income coming in. I literally went from the top of the top to the bottom of the bottom on my way to rock bottom.
Wow.
And through this process, I lost every single dime I had. And that's no joke. So I literally went from a bank full of money to, when I say I've lost everything, what had happened is everything quieted down, but yet guess what? The money still had to come out. I was still paying on PR agents. I was still paying for my car. I was still paying for memberships, mortgage, you know, to live. I'm a single mom, right? So it's just me and my daughter. And so all this money was going out and I had literally had nothing, even to the point where I wasn't paying my mortgage. My lights were being turned off. My electricity was being turned off. My internet was turned off. I had two offices that I was officing out of. I was able to get rid of one. I was leaving another. While all this was happening, here's the key here. I didn't tell a soul. I was doing this all on my own because I was preserving my ego. Because I thought in my mind that if nobody knew what was going on, that I would be okay. That if nobody knew what was going on, that my career would just instantly bounce back and I would be on the top of the world anymore. That the worst thing in my mind in that moment, that anybody would find out the hardships and that I had in my mind failed.
Yes.
So one day I walked into this office building that I was moving out of and a friend of mine was there and he knew a little tiny bit about what was going on. And he said to me, he said, Gina, sometimes you have to ask yourself, is this an odd thing or a God thing? And I sat there that day, and in that moment when he said that, he cracked me open. And he left, and I found myself literally on my knees in this office because I had no money. No money. In fact, that night, I was planning on having a friend come over, and I didn't even have money for toilet paper. I had no money for toilet paper. I had already taken every dime I could possibly find out of my couches, out of the car, on the street that I could find. I had nothing. And I'm on my knees, bawling, and I literally had said, mercy, I can't do this anymore. God, I don't care what it takes. I can't do this anymore. I am at my bare bones. I am completely vulnerable to you. I need help. I need help. I need help. It was the first time I actually asked for help. And so I sat there for about an hour, bawling my eyes out. And I picked myself up. And I knew, I'm like, okay, step one, I need toilet paper. I walked downstairs. I had no idea how I was going to get it, but I knew, I'm like, I just got to move for a minute. So as I walked downstairs, a friend of mine was in a coffee shop, and I walked in. He just happened to be there. I told him a little bit about what was going on. He gave me $2 for toilet paper, no questions asked. So I took that money. I went and got myself 4 rolls of toilet paper for $2. I went home. I put my toilet paper away, and that evening, again, got into my little silver Volvo, drove to the social club and sat there and had wine with my friends. But this time was different. The irony was not wasted on me as I sat there knowing I had nothing. I was crumbling. I literally sat there on my knees the hours before, and I said to myself, things are going to change. So that next day, I told another person about what was going on, and he was able to give me $100. That $100 I took to Walmart. I used to be opposed to Walmart for my own reasons. In that moment, Walmart became a saving grace for me, and I got it even to this day. I get it. I get why they exist. And I went there, and I got myself a cell phone. I got myself groceries. I got myself essentials, all for $100. That $100 seeded me getting back on my feet. And through this entire experience, I started telling more people, but don't get me wrong. It wasn't that I asked God for help and then magically it fell into my lap. No. I still couldn't pay my mortgage. I still had to get my electricity on. I had to ask my mom for money, which was the worst thing in my mind that I could have done. Who wants to go back to their family and ask for money? She graciously gave me enough money to turn on my electricity and pay a little bit off so I could at least get a little bit movement. I was selling Craigslist items out of my garage. Literally
wow.
every day, I knew that I had to make $200 on Craigslist every single week to feed myself and my daughter as I was going through this. I was a wreck.
Yeah.
I couldn't get a job for the life of me. I had friends who literally, I had one friend who showed up at my house and said, I'm taking you grocery shopping, took me to Trader Joe's and literally filled my cart with frozen goods just so my daughter and I could eat. Literally going through this entire experience. And it took me going through this. Finally, I was talking to about people. And as I was talking to people, what happened is all of a sudden this community came around me and started helping me and started supporting me, not necessarily with money. Maybe it was the grocery shopping. Sometimes it was just checking in to see how I was doing.
Yeah.
But as I was going through this process, here's what I learned. One of the most important things that I learned as I was going through this is I learned, number one, how to breathe. And I learned that there was nothing that I could do except for going inside myself, breathing, connecting with myself, connecting with God, and asking for help. Again, this did not just happen overnight. I went out with a friend of mine, and he said, well, what about temp jobs? Because I couldn't find work. I was applying everywhere. So let me be clear,
yeah.
I wasn't sitting in my house just breathing. I was applying for everything, right? And I was used to making upwards $250 an hour, and now I can't even get a job flipping burgers. Like, literally could not get a job. I was applying everywhere. I went to temp agencies. I couldn't even get a job at a temp agency. So finally, a friend of mine, after he said, what about temp agencies, right? I went that night, and I applied literally for 30 jobs at this one temp agency. I'm like, I have had zero luck in this. Something was telling me I have to go online, and I've got to apply for these jobs. So I applied. And the next day, this amazing woman calls me, and she said, she starts laughing at me. Her name is Lisa. She starts laughing at me on the other end, which is not what I wanted to hear, right? You know, take a woman, she's completely down on her knees, and you're laughing at her. And she laughed at me, and she said, honey, she's like, you apply for jobs like I do. She's like, I literally got your resume 30 times last night, and I'm responsible for all these jobs, so literally you sent it to me 30 times. And she's like, let me tell you something. You're not going to get hired. No one is going to hire you. She's like, I've been where you're at. No one is going to hire you, and here's why. You appear too smart. You need to dumb down your resume. And we need to take who you are, your brand, down a notch so you actually get a job. And my response to her was, I thought I did. Actually, I didn't do it enough. So that was a lesson in and of itself. And I was like, wow. And so she, what she did, she's like, here's what I'm going to do for you. I call her my earth angel. Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to take your resume and I'm going to rewrite it. And I think there's a job that I'm going to be able to get you. So she took my resume that day. To this day, I have no idea what my resume looked like, how she rewrote it. I have no clue. But I do know somehow this earth angel, Lisa, got me an interview. So you would think that this is where my story got better.
Yes.
So not what happened. So I was thrilled I got this interview and they wanted to meet with me. For some reason, somehow, I still to this day think back on this and I'm like, I have no idea how this happened. To this day, I look back and I'm like, I went 9 months. I had not paid my mortgage now for like 9 months.
Yeah.
I literally have no idea how I was still in my house and they were letting me stay there. My lights were finally on, but now I have this interview and it was for this entry level analyst role. To this day, literally I have no idea even what an analyst really does. I have no clue. All I knew is that they were willing to talk to me. It was an entry level role and I didn't care. I was going to be the best damn analyst this world has ever seen. And so she got me this interview. I had my interview and, or I didn't have it yet. I had it scheduled. And so that morning before my interview, I got really excited. I woke up, I was very planful. I was going to nail this, had my conversation, meditated, did everything I needed to do. So 2 hours before my interview, I was going to go and get prepared over by that office. I walk out of my back door, and my car's gone. 2 hours before my interview, my car was repoed.
Oh, my goodness.
I literally walked outside. All I could do was laugh at this point in time. I literally stood outside, and I laughed. And I walked around the house thinking that maybe I had parked it somewhere else. Maybe I parked it in front of the house. Maybe I parked it on the side road. No, it was
a lot goes through your mind at that point.
There's so much that goes through your mind. And now what happens is I have to figure out how in the world I'm going to get to this interview in 2 hours. And so I gut reaction. I just walk over to my neighbor's house. I knock on the door, and I said, I didn't even give details about why I needed it. I just asked to borrow the car, saying I didn't have mine available right now. And my neighbor graciously gave me the keys, no questions asked. And so I'm in this car, and I am driving to this interview, and I'm having a conversation with God the whole way. And I am saying, okay, guys, all right, universe, all right, my posse, here's the deal. This has been a really rough 9 months, guys. A really rough 9 months, right? Like, I've been keeping my head above water. I've been doing what I need to do. I'm learning a lot of lessons. I think I'm doing a really good job here. I just asked, have this woman, for the grace of God, have this woman offer me a job on the spot. Just please give me this one. And so I drive to the interview. I have this interview. And it was an amazing interview. She was phenomenal. And the woman who I interviewed with offered me a job on the spot.
Oh, wow.
So I left having this amazing job on the spot. It was an entry-level job analyst, which really I had no idea what I was going to be doing. I didn't care. I was going to be, again, the best analyst.
It was something,
It was something. I may not have to sell items out of my items out of my garage on Craigslist. Like that alone, right? I was moving up, top of the world. And so I was thrilled. So I get home, and when my daughter got home from school, I told her about the job, which she was excited about. And then I told her we got the car repoed. And I explained to her what that meant. How, guess what? I didn't really own the car, the bank did. And so when banks own your stuff, if you don't pay, they get to take it away from you. And she cried. She was 7 years old at the time. She cried because she was beside herself, because now we were going to have to walk. And this idea of walking to
this 7 year
old. So what happened? So we walked. We walked everywhere. So once I got the job right afterwards, so I had to take the bus. And it took me an hour and a half in the morning, an hour and a half at night, right? Not fun, but I did it. I had to learn how to do it. I never rode a city bus. I didn't have that life for the last 20 plus years. I didn't know how to do any of this. I had to learn all of it. I had to learn how to rent, smart cars. I had to learn all these alternative public transportations. I had to learn it and live it. And my daughter got to walk everywhere. But what had happened is it turned into this magical experience for not only me, but for her, because we would walk everywhere and we would be introduced to these things in our neighborhood that we didn't even know existed. She would play at all these different parks, and just people, we would have these conversations with strangers in our neighborhood that we would have never, ever had otherwise. It was truly magical. And one day, we were in another park, and it was a beautiful fall day, and she's playing, and I literally find myself on my knees again, crying, and having another conversation with God. This one was different. I was so thankful, and all I could say was, thank you so much for taking everything away from me. Thank you. Because I had to have everything taken away from me in order to get it. I had to have everything taken away from me in order to step away from my ego and understand that all that that external stuff, although great, it can be wonderful, it's fabulous.
Yeah.
That's not what it's about. And it wasn't until that moment that I got it. And I understood that I actually, through losing everything, gained everything. And I understood for the first time who I was. And I had connection with God. I had connection with my community. And I understood what gratitude really was. And that you literally have to stop in life and pause in order to move forward. And it's in our suffering that we actually gain the greatest skills and the greatest amount of courage and the greatest amount of perseverance and resilience, everything that it takes to get to the top, authentically get to the top, genuinely get to the top in a way that is sustainable.
Yeah.
It takes losing everything sometimes to be able to move forward. And that's what happened. And so crying in this park, so grateful that God took everything away from me. That next week, I walked into work and I was sitting with this amazing woman who was my boss at the time who had offered me the job. And I was sitting with her and I was sharing with her. I said, Barb, here's what I think you actually need. This is what you hired me for. This is what I think you actually need in order to get where you want to go with this team, with this group. And she looked at me, she's like, oh my gosh, she's like, that's exactly what I need. And I'm like, lucky for you, this is exactly what I do for a living. And her response to me, she laughed and she said, I thought you were really cheap. And within a couple of weeks, she had me up to a really respectable consulting rate. And I was able to get my car back thanks to that, as well as thanks to my mom and some money and her support that she gave me.
Yeah.
I was able to get my mortgage. I saved my house. My house was going on the market of foreclosure. It was literally hitting auction days before I gave them a check. Or I gave them a check days before it was going on auction. So somehow, right timing, it was the 11th hour, I was able to keep my house, which I still have. It's a great rental now, rental property for me. And I was able to build myself back up. And I was able to get that nest egg, take care of my daughter. And let me be clear, though, master teacher, master student is what I always say. So I share this lesson with you. It doesn't mean that I have it all figured out. That's not how life works. What it means is I went through that experience, but I have been now twice now. The universe has given me opportunities to experience the same thing that I experienced in 2014. And about a year after all of this, after I got back on my feet, I had a short stint of the same thing. Very, very short, because it was only about 3-4 months. And it was short because I had learned my lessons. And so I knew how to breathe. I knew how to connect. And I was able to rebound. And then it happened again. And this time, not only was it only around 3 months, but it was a lot less significant because I had the resources, I had the skills, I reached out to my community. And so the triumphs, the tribulations, the challenges that come in our life, it's not that they go away. It's that we continue to exercise the skills and rely on the resources that we learn from all the challenges that we've had previously. And it's our responsibility. It's my responsibility now. This is why I exist in this world. And it's all of our responsibility that as we go through these challenges, that we share the challenges, right? And that we help people. We reach back and we pull people back up. And why I'm here, right? It's like as I watch women and men, I have male clients as well, as I watch women going through these challenges, whatever these challenges may be, it might not be financial, it might be on the relationship side, on the career side, it could be anything. But you turn around and you say, hey, I got you. You're going to be okay. You're going to go through this. It's not going to be easy, but I got you. And here's how I'm going to help you. And here's resources for you. And I'm going to hold your hand. And I'm going to pull you back up. Because that's why I had to go through what I went through. So not only could I become stronger in this world, but I could help everyone else that needs my help become stronger so they can live their mission, so they can show up and live their purpose in this life right alongside me. And that's how we move humanity forward, right? That's how, as women, I always say united we rise is kind of my mantra. United we rise, to say pull each other up. And I don't mean in a disingenuous way. There's a lot of programs out there that are disingenuous. There's a lot of great programs out there too. I don't mean the false fake it till you make it, girl. I don't mean any of that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that genuine, that vulnerable, that I'm going to sit by you when you're crying on your knees because I authentically care about you and I'm going to help you move forward. That's the type of support we all need to give each other. Go ahead.
And again, I'm sorry, we're just about out of time over here. But again, the story is it's so captivating. And again, every time I hear it, it kind of sends a chill down my back because I can almost feel the pain that you've went through. And again, the fact that you're now dedicating your life to helping other people. But we're just about out of time. And to our audience out there, again, we will most likely have Gina back with us again in the future. Gina, if you could very quickly share your information of where they can get in contact with you and sign up for your program, learn more information about you.
Absolutely. So visit wonderwomanceo.com. Certainly, there's a membership program that's launching on January 20th. That said, I would love to have a conversation with whoever would like to. So reach out to me via email. You can reach me at Gina, G-I-N-A, at wonderwomanceo.com. They can sign up for coaching. Again, the membership is going to be open in January, and there's going to be a number of different webinar opportunities that are coming down the pipeline here in the next few months.
And again, we're just about out of time. Again, I do want to thank our special guest of the month today, Gina Soleil, for joining us and really sharing her incredible information. To everyone out there tuning in, again, please visit accglobalmedia.com or any one of our social media sites for all future show dates and times. And I look forward to having you all back with us again in the next segment. And again, to our special guest, Gina Soleil, I thank you very much for joining us and sharing your story.
Thank you. Thank you, Matthew. Have a great one, everyone.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.